baby!
Hello, Bears. Welcome to episode 4 of the Bruce Bearcast. It's been a little while since our last Bearcast, but we're ready to roll and roar again, and we've got lots of catching up to do. In the last episode, we looked at the idea of going with the flow. In this episode, we're going to build on that idea by looking at the power of positive thinking. My friends, it is clear there is a strong link between positivity and health. Studies have shown that positive thinking is good for the immune system, it reduces anxiety, and it increases positive emotions, such as happiness. Everyone can fall into the negative trap. I mean, Winnipeg just had a huge blizzard in April. Isn't it supposed to be warm at this point? Anyway, we still have a choice in how we deal with things like this. We can either get down and whine about snow in April, or we can put on a Hawaiian shirt and shades, shovel the snow, and have a frosty luau. I prefer the latter. That's my Mr. B rant for this episode. Let's move on to our co-hosts, Allie and Zaya.
Dear Magic 8 Ball, will this podcast be really good? I can't see an answer now. Something, it says try again. The only thing I can see, it says try again.
Try again.
Okay. Oh, Magic 8 Ball, will this podcast be really good? My reply is no. Thanks, Magic 8 Ball.
So it looks like we're in trouble already.
Yep.
Just to start.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, friends?
Good.
Right on. That's good. And unison's awesome.
Yeah.
So you had the Magic 8 Ball before.
Mm-hmm.
You gave it a little shake.
Mm-hmm.
Said this wasn't going to go well.
Yeah.
Let's hope it does.
Yay.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What do you think? They can't see a thumbs up. But anyway,
yeah.
There was a thumbs up being given there. So we're good.
I know at first we all looked at that blizzard that came by and said, what in the world's happening? It may have gotten us a little down. Were you able to stay positive or change your mind to think positively and not be bothered by it?
Well, you weren't even here.
I wasn't.
So she can talk about her vacation after.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I honestly didn't think that we were going to have a snow day because, like, either way, I would have still gone to school because I live pretty close. But it kind of sucked at first. Because I, like, my mom's working, my dad's working, like, they went into work. So, I didn't, like, know what to do. But, like, over time, like, over the couple days, I did a lot of reading, and I was really proud of myself.
Well done. Good.
I know. Because, like, I noticed that I was on my phone, like, a lot, and, like, watching TV. So, I'd, like, turn my TV off and put my phone on silent, and, like, put music on and read. And I read a lot of my book. It was really.
We should go with that little topic. I wasn't going to talk about this, but do you guys feel like kids your age are on phones way too much?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it's a problem?
Depends what you're doing on your phone. Like, because if you look at Lucas, he's, like, always watching documentaries. Like, he doesn't have a phone. When he's on devices, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I watched a documentary. But if you're, like, scrolling on, like, social media platforms, that can be, like...
So you're saying if you're looking for something specific or educational,
it's
good. Most kids are probably doing social media.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you feel is wrong with social media? Or right?
It's become very toxic.
Why is that?
Because of, like, what people consider normal now. It's like, I don't know, like, social norms. I don't know if that's what you call it, but, like, I don't know, just, like... What's the word I'm trying to think of? Society. Society today, like, the norms have changed a lot.
So, what do you think the norm should be?
I mean, because, like, influencers are a big thing now, and, like, people, I don't know, people just seem to, like, hate on people for no reason nowadays. It's, like,
odd. Do you think influencers even have, like, I know I'm old, but
No, you aren't, Mr.
Why do they have so much?
I mean, Lord.
Oh, Lord Brian Benjaminson.
Yes, we'll get into that later.
Yeah. Like, influencers nowadays, like, if you look at, like, people that are known on, like, TikTok, like Charlie D'Amelio and those people, younger kids, I wouldn't say, like, they feel because they don't have what she has, like, they aren't getting to go to, like, all the places and they don't have the same things that, like, they feel, I don't know, like they're lesser because so many people have, like, rose from, like, being nothing on TikTok. So, like, they spend more time on those platforms trying to, like, I don't know.
So it's almost giving them power in a sense?
Yeah, but, like, that can become really hard on your mental health if you're constantly trying to be, like, other people.
True. I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like kids nowadays put more pressure on themselves than, like, they realize.
It's almost like they're searching for instant fame, and that's so rare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. We went sideways here.
Yeah,
time.
We did. We're talking about a snowstorm to, like, the Kardashians.
Good. And there are, like, three of us here.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Zaya won't say anything. You're talking.
Okay. So then my other question here was, on a scale from 1 to 10, how was your spring break?
10. 10.
Like all, like 11? It was even past 10?
Even past 10, probably.
Nice. Zaya. What? Did you feel that your trip to the Dominican Republic helped your mental health? If so, how?
Nice. She's going to take over this podcast. Yeah. Soon, you know?
Co-star.
Okay.
Bruce Bear Cat. No, Bruce Bear Podcast.
That's right.
Mr. B featuring Allie.
That's right.
And guests.
Can you switch the question?
No, like...
I mean, it was exciting because it was, like, the like my first time out of, like, Canada, so...
That was your first time ever out of Canada?
Yeah, first time.
Like, you've never gone to the U.S.?
Nope.
Oh, slay!
Was it your first flight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so getting back to Dominican, though, and the mental health thing, we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Okay, but Dominican, like, just kind of...
But did you find getting away from, or getting to a nicer, climate was better, like weather-wise?
Helped your mental health.
Yeah.
See, and that's kind of what we're looking at for the topic for this one now, too, is this weather that we've had can totally get people down.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me down. I don't want to go out and shovel in April. That's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's April.
And still snow on the ground. So we were in California. I came back.
For spring break?
Yes.
Oh.
Which is very nice. It's good weather and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not super hot, but it's just nice. But then I thought, we'd be done with winter, and then boom, it's back, right? And yeah, it can get me down. I really have to take time to think about how I don't get down. And that's that positive thinking, and that's really important for people to do. And it's really hard for kids. Actually, it's really hard for a lot of adults too, for sure. But you do have to switch your mindset to, how can I look at this positively? It's really hard when you're living in Winnipeg, and it's April, and there's still snow on the ground. Driving here is really difficult sometimes through these roads and stuff, but there's always...
So, like, I didn't travel, but when you guys got back from your trips, was it like a, oh, yeah, like, I'm glad to be home, or was it like a,
Normally, I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be back at work. Actually, those 2 days off that we had of snow days, I was really bored.
Mm-hmm.
I like the routine of being here. I like seeing you guys.
Aww. That was in sync.
But I do. I do like being here. It's so having those 2 days, I mean, it's nice because I can get stuff done.
Well, actually 5 days.
Yeah, that's right, because it was over the weekend. It was nice to get stuff done. I could do other things. But I kind of like the routine of being here and doing this podcast and stuff like that. I find it fun. So it was kind of not great to have those 2 days.
Okay.
See, the Magic 8 Ball was right.
It's not quite that bad, except she didn't know.
Ouch.
What did it say? Wait, the bubbles
are
gone?
I'll look good.
Well, that looks good. All right.
Wait, let me shake it.
Magic Podcast.
Magic 8 Ball Podcast, go good. My sources say no.
Nope.
Keep...
Again? Same thing. Wow.
Okay.
It's two in a row.
Oh, all right. I do have a bone to pick with this snow, because first off, snow can be fun, but the amount that we've gotten is not. And my softball season is now starting 2 weeks later than it right. usually does.
So things like that can definitely get you down. And mm-hmm. I mean, this is the most snow we've had, well, you've ever seen for sure. This might be the most amount of snow you will ever see because mm-hmm. it does not happen very often.
And, oh, shout out Miss Acorn. Listen to this part. Having the setback for my softball affects my mental health because, like, mm-hmm. I'm always really excited and, like, I get to hang out with my friends. Social health. And, wait, did I say physical health already? Physical, no. Mental, and social. Like, that being set back because of the snow affects all three categories in the good life.
So how do you...
See?
How do you keep yourself going?
We do have practices, like, 3 days a week. So... And they change, like, one of the days, so, like, most of our team can come. So the practices are really fun, but having, like, I feel like the season might be shorter because of, like, the 2 weeks. But, I don't know, just knowing that it is going to happen soon.
Yeah, and, like, looking forward to something is, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it's, like, more of a normal season because we get to travel this year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's another big part of the positive thinking is that you have to have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Or else it's really hard to think positively, right?
Yeah.
Like, think back to last year. It was a little bit, well, it was a lot different.
Yeah. I mean...
So what's the benefit of this year over last year?
Lockers.
Per? Per? Did you know per means out of 100? But, like, it's spelled P-E-R is out of 100? We learned that yesterday. Shout out Ms. McCreason. I'm just going to shout out all the teachers. I mean, yeah, last year was really hard, especially going to, like, starting a new school. And for you, you came to, like, mm-hmm. a whole new province.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's a lot better, like, having more opportunities, like, sports and stuff.
Yeah, having, I guess, all the mm-hmm. the... things that you would normally think you'd have for middle school
yeah.
come back is a really nice thing.
I heard the grade sixes too, because like last year in grade six we weren't allowed to do sports, but like now they're allowed.
Right.
So, it's pretty fun for them.
Do you feel like you got ripped off in that sense, or are you
honestly,
just glad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because like a bunch of the teachers were saying, like when we got lockers, it would be really hard for the grade sixes because they never had. Mm-hmm. It was hard for the grade sevens too. We never had lockers.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, I guess some of the elementary schools have lockers, but, like, mine didn't.
So what do you like? Lockers are fairly new even this year, so what do you like about them?
Not having all my stuff on the floor beside me.
Yeah.
Like space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because people weren't putting all their... Huh?
Madame McGowan. Oh, I get an A12.
Bonjour, Madame McGowan. Comment ça va?
Bye.
Oh my god, you have a... What's his name from the Muppets? The drummer.
Animal.
His name's Animal?
Mm-hmm. Oh. His name is Animal.
Animal. Have a good lunch, everyone.
You too. Whoa.
Come
enjoy
back.
Whatever you make at
Wait.
Home.
Oh, yeah. Come back later for an interview with Miss Presber.
Ooh,
shout out Miss Presber.
Nice.
Give me a... Wait. Oh.
I'm Zaya.
And we are a special guest, not Mr. B, sorry. You were in the last part. Miss Presber.
Hello.
Okay. We just have a bunch of random questions that I thought of, like, all of them, so I thought of one. But that's okay. We have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Go.
What is it like teaching middle schoolers versus high schoolers?
In high school, we focus a lot on the academics, so the subjects, right? And I think in middle school, we focus more on the kids. And I know that that's maybe bad to say we always should be focusing on the kids, but Yeah, the relationships are a lot different. They're a lot stronger. You're able to definitely talk to kids in a different way than you can in high school. Because there's so much stuff you have to get through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love to go on, like, tangents and mm-hmm. talk about randomness. It's really fun.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your favorite science unit to teach, like high school or middle school?
This is going to sound very nerdy, but I really like teaching grade 11 chemistry, the stoichiometry unit.
Stoichiometry?
Yeah,
what is that?
It's basically where you take all of the different chemicals from the periodic table and you figure out how much you need in certain chemical reactions.
So it's like explosions?
I mean, you don't really, but you can. I like it because it's like a good balance of science and math, and when kids get it, there's like something so rewarding about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty nerdy. But I mean, that's okay. Nico would thoroughly enjoy that.
I was gonna say I'm wearing periodic table ties. Yeah. I think that gives it away.
Those are pretty cool pants. She was wearing dinosaur pants the other day, Mr. B.
Dinosaur pants are good.
They used to be glow in the dark too.
But they don't anymore. But yeah. She always has the coolest like bottoms. She has like
that skirt or that
the planet that, skirt.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. dinosaur skirt. The periodic table pants.
What else do you have?
Yeah, my cephalopod dress. Yeah.
Cephalopod.
Yeah. Sounds like Zai's rapping. Okay. We should do this one right now.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Can we do it?
Okay. What does a high five consist of?
That's my favorite question ever.
This was Mr. B's question, and shout out Leah, because this is like, yeah.
So the debate was, if you have one hand, all five fingers, and one finger on the opposite hand, should that be considered a high five? And I don't think so. Nope. I feel like one finger plus five fingers equals six divided by two hands is three. Mm. That's a high three, not a high five.
Yeah. So, there you go, Mr. B.
Sorry.
So, did you not win the challenge against Leah then?
Not yet.
Oh, because she, debunked your theory?
Just for that one.
Oh,
I still have four.
How many does Leah have?
None. It's up to five.
It's persistence, guys. When at first you don't succeed, try again.
So wait.
I'm thinking positively here. That one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Leah has zero high fives and you have four.
Oh.
She doesn't need to get any. I just need to give her five.
Okay. I was not fully aware of how this worked. But I kinda I bumped up Mr. B's score on accident. Because he's like, yo, Ellie, give me a high five. He's like, go give Leah a high five. He's like, Leah, high five. She goes, and then she's just like, what? And she starts screaming, what did I just do? And then Leah's like, oh my God, no! And I was like, oh. And I just walked away because I got scared. Okay. Fave part of the year so far? Favorite moment? Favorite class?
I've really been enjoying the spaghetti bridge competition we've been doing. Seeing people's design choices and also destroying them after, which is mm-hmm. incredibly satisfying. I think that's been sort of the highlight so far.
It's actually really scary when the bridges fall and break, because then all the weights just fall on the ground, and it's terrifying. And then you get hit with spaghetti.
But then Allie pulls out her Tima and sweeps it up.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I saw people start eating the spaghetti off the ground.
That was our very first week of lab safety rules, was don't put things in the lab in your mouth. Yeah. But yet, still.
Dry spaghetti. Dry.
Wasn't there glue on it?
Yes! Also ground.
Yeah.
Glue and ground.
Feet.
I'm going to start a restaurant. We're going to call it glue and ground.
Oh.
We're going to serve spaghetti.
Oh, well, glue and ground sounds like coffee grounds.
Oh, yeah, it does. The coffee shop.
Coffee shop.
Yeah. What's the glue after you?
You put hot glue art on the walls. Whoa!
There we go. We got a business, Allie.
Whoa. Or it could be a craft coffee shop. So it's glue and ground. So it's it's a coffee shop and you do crafts.
I like that. I love that idea.
That's pretty cool. We are literally we're about to become millionaires.
Favorite band?
My favorite band is Queen, actually. Mm. And part of it is because that's what I grew up with my mom and and we'd sing along and like dance to it. So every time I hear it, it just brings back memories.
Favorite song or like album?
Oh gosh. My favorite song is probably Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me. Having a good time. We should start a choir.
Yeah, we should not. We should not start a choir. Yeah.
No, we shouldn't. Okay. Did you ever play sports in high school?
I did, actually. I played basketball and I played volleyball. And
I remember you saying you played volleyball, like when the teachers played.
Yeah, I didn't play beyond just the junior year. What is it? Not varsity. The other one. The other not what?
Senior is the last year.
Junior varsity. There we go.
Okay, wait.
Put both words together, Miss Barber.
In high school, like there's like 4 years. It's like junior.
3 years.
3 years.
Oh no, there is no, four. Sorry, when I was in high school, it was only three.
So it's like junior is grade 9, senior is grade 12, grade 11 and 10.
Grade 10 and grade 11.
Oh. Oh.
There's probably.
Yeah, no, because, like...
They split them, so grade 9, 10 usually is going to be your junior, yes. Your JV, oh. And then your 11, 12s will be your varsity, usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was always so confused about that. What position were you in volleyball? Like, what'd you play? Power, middle, setter?
That was not a thing when I... Oh. I was not good enough to be on a team that had position... We just did it for fun.
Oh.
In basketball...
I know of, like, point guard, and that's it.
I played not a point guard and not a post, because I was short, still am. To be clear. The other one, that position that I don't know the name of. Key is what we were called. Top of the key. I don't know.
I don't know basketball.
Neither do I. I'm a soccer player, so.
Oh, yeah. When did you start playing soccer?
7 years ago. Yeah, and I play a defense. Sometimes the wing.
Nope. I don't know soccer either, so that's
It's cool.
So it's like, you're not a goalie. You're just on the field. Essentially. Wings are on like the left and right. And there's like wing.
Yeah, so like there's 10 people on the field with soccer. So you'll have your 11 with the goalkeeper. And then usually, just to make it easy, it would be 4, 4, and 2. So 2 are your front, those are your forwards. And then you've got sort of like your center mids, those are the 2 in the middle. And then your left midfield or left wing, your right midfield or your right wing, and then you've got your defensive line, and you can say you're a center mid, again, 2 in the middle, or your left and right.
That's why I don't play soccer. Way too pumped for my
See brain. How much more I knew about soccer than I did about basketball? Yeah. Mm-mm.
Thank you for
listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bruce Bears podcast. I'm Allie.
And I'm Zaya.
And
I'm Miss Presper.
Oh. And Mr. B doing
Lord B. Benjamin.
Lord B.
Or
Lord
Brian
Benjamin.
Oopsies.
I was like, whoa, he got knighted?
One goal. Podcast jokes for Sarah and Cadence to laugh at it in their middle school reunion.
Woo!
Part 4. Oh, so we don't have time to make a script, so bunch of jokes. Random jokes. Stop talking.
Just go, Sarah.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. My favorite word is drool. It just rolls off the tongue.
What?
I'm not doing this again. Okay, it's your turn.
Shush. My friend said that I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward.
That joke's so cliche.
Okay, and?
Exactly. I got the better one. What did the janitor... Yeah, I don't like this. You know, I'll just say. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
Boo.
Supplies!
Oh, wow. Did you get that one? What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
I don't know.
So fish-dicated.
Ha, you're so funny.
Thank you.
Okay. Why did the scare... I don't like this one. I was sitting in traffic the other day, probably why I got run over. I love this! this joke. This is so funny. Yeah, and that's all I...
Wow.
Wait.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Wow.
Where's popcorn?
Okay. Oh, you're so funny. And last, but the best joke we have. What sound does a monkey make when it explodes?
3, 2, 1.
Ba-boom! And that's it, Bruce. Bye. Hee hee. We're on...
Okay, go. It's recording.
May. Okay. Podcast jokes for Sarah and Cadence to laugh at it in their middle school reunion.
Woo!
Part 6, I think. Yeah. I like to spend every day as if it's my last, staying in bed and calling for a nurse to bring me more pudding.
Oh, wow.
I'm so fancy.
Where's my joke?
Stop. I mean, go.
What did the coffee report to the police?
No.
A mugging. Why do you say no? No.
I'm so funny.
For sure.
I like to spend every day as if... Oh, no, I actually did that one. Sorry. Can you take that out? That's embarrassing.
No, just keep going.
I got fired from my job at the bank today. An old lady came in and asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
That sounds like you.
I did it. I know. This is my third one.
If you see a crime happen at the Apple store, what does that make you?
My mom.
Okay, is that your only response? It's an eyewitness because, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, you're dumb, and that's why you don't get them.
Okay.
Highlight it. We did that.
Fine. Can you take that out also? Thank you. What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
What?
One is a crusty bus station, and the other is a busty crustacean?
I don't know.
Well, that was okay. Next one.
Can February, March? What? Can what? Okay, Sarah. Are you okay?
No.
Sarah, can February, March?
What?
No, but April, May.
You're done. I hate this.
Oh, okay. I have a better joke now. Just do yours so I can do this
okay,
one.
Fine. Who can jump higher than... Shut up. Okay.
Go, Sarah!
Don't worry if you miss a gym session. Everything will work out.
Wow, he's not like one of those people on the ads, like, you get a gym membership
Wait,
or whatever.
Can, what?
How do lawyers say goodbye?
I don't know.
We'll be suing you.
So like, funny.
Okay, well, whatever.
I have a good one. Okay, last but our favorite joke. What sound does a monkey make when it explodes? In 3, 2, 1.
Ba-boom!
And that's it. Bye. You're done.
Well, thank you for joining us on this spring episode, The Bearcast. Stay positive, my friends. The snow will go soon. The sun always shines on those who think positively. We'll see you next time on the Bruce Bearcast. Take care, my friends.